All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights, all whipped up together in the Daily Dish.
So if you've been watching The View, and you may have noticed that Whoopi wasn't sitting at the table, well, apparently she almost died.
That's crazy. What was going on?
I didn't even very crazy.
Yeah, I didn't even know about this until recently. But
so she took to Twitter and did a video to kind of update everybody on what was going on.
Here's what happened. I had pneumonia and I was septic. Pneumonia in both lungs, which meant there was fluid. There was all kinds of stuff going on. And yes, I came very, very close to leaving the earth. Good news, I didn't. Thank you for all of your good wishes, all of the wonderful things that people have been saying. Even people who are not like huge fans of mine have actually said nice things about me. This has been interesting, and I'll tell you about it when we're all at the table.
Crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm glad she's all right. How old is she now?
Oh, she's up. She's getting up there. She's in her 60s, I think, for sure.
Let's see. 63. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad she's all right, because that's really scary.
Yeah, scary stuff from two TV personalities in the past week between Alex Trebek and Whoopi. So wishing them well.
Definitely. So this is kind of interesting. Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle David Irving.
Uh-huh.
He's decided to choose marijuana over his career.
Okay.
So you're like, what? What? You're just being a pothead? No, that's not actually the case. So he's only 25 years old, and he actually just had this rant on Instagram over the weekend saying that he was done playing football. So he was suspended twice for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy.
Okay.
And he's just like, basically, guys, I quit. I'm out of here. It's a lot of reasons why I've come to this decision. But he's actually using marijuana for a, you know, like to relieve some pain that he's dealing with.
Okay, so medicinal use.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, I'm doing an alternative to pills because I don't want to just be on pills for this. So he went on to compare his fight to Colin Kaepernick's battle over protesting the national anthem, saying, I don't think I'm a bad guy for choosing this route. You know, I stand up for what I believe in, and that's basically what he's going to go with. So don't know. I understand what he's saying here, you know?
Yeah, and that's the tough battle that everybody has to deal with when, you know, certain states are allowing medicinal marijuana, but even recreational, but a lot of, you know, federal companies, you know, the NFL obviously still has their substance abuse policy. So it's tough when it's like, oh, well, this is legal here. This is I'm doing this for medical reasons. But it's like, unfortunately, these are our rules. This is what we have to deal with. So I don't know if they'll make a special case for him or not.
Well, and I get that. And I don't even know if he has a medical card or if he's just using it as like a self-medication,
right,
as an alternative to taking pills. But at the same time, like if he does have a medical card, would that almost cancel out the policy, or do they have to stick to it, you think?
I think they still stick to it, even if you have medicinal. So I don't know. I don't know all the rules. So I'd have to dip into my NFL rule book that I have at home. I have to dust it off. I actually don't have one, but I should. But that's the Daily Dish for today.